Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Calvary. Calvary. Surely he died on Calvary. We've been talking about it all week. He gave his life for us. He picked it up again. Surely he died on Calvary. Lee Williams said he didn't have to do it. He didn't even have to wake me up this morning. Hey, but thank God he did. Hello, guys. It's Evangelist Vaughn. You ready to worship the Lord? Give him some praise? Come on now. All right.
Lord, you didn't have to wait soon this morning, but you did know. No, you didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but you did know. I know you didn't have to wake me early this morning, but you did know. I'm glad about it. You didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but you did know. Then all you done, you woke me up. Lord, you was right on time. I had my health and strength and soul. Y'all let me say it again. You didn't have to wait soon this morning, but you know. Ain't gotta ask you. You didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but you know. I wonder if anybody else here tell it. You didn't have to wake me up. Lord, you were right on time. Had my health and strength and soul. Just wanna tell you, you didn't have to wait this morning. Lord, you didn't have to wait this morning. I know you didn't have to wait this morning. You didn't have to do it.
Together and just serve him. We can get together and just testify of his goodness, his mercy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on now. Give him some praise. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We've made it back together one more time together. This may be our last time. We don't know. So I just praise him right now for it. I thank you, Jesus, for all of your people, all of those saints that are fighting hard, pressing every day to live right, to speak right, to do right, to grow closer to you, Jesus. Thank you for your word. We ask you to be in this word tonight. Thank you for this ministry, your ministry. We ask you to empower us with your word. Instill in us, dear Father, the things that you have for us to see. Dear Father, touch our lives, dear Father. Remove anything that shouldn't be and bring us closer to you. Fill us with your anointing, precious anointing. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We come to you asking for more growth. We want to come even closer. You said it's different levels. We can never get through growing in you. So we ask for growth in you tonight, dear Father. Hallelujah. Just reveal to us your goodness. Reveal to us your mercy over our situations, whatever it may be, Jesus. In the mighty name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we accept it and we shall have victory right now. We shall thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God bless you. God bless you, Tiffany, in the chat room. God bless you. Growing in God. Hallelujah. This is day four. Day four. We're moving right along. Thank you, Lord Jesus, of our 30-day new believer studies. Day four. Again, you don't have to be a new saint. You just got to want to grow. You just got to want to know more. You just got to want to come closer to the Lord because he wants you to come closer. You know that sign you see of Uncle Sam saying he wants you? God wants you. He's pulling you closer and closer. Can you see your imaginary hand of God touching you? He's pulling you closer. He wants more and more and more of you. Hallelujah. Who benefits from it? We get the benefit of it. The closer we get to the Lord, the more his anointing pours out on us. His spirit dwells in us. So we thank God for that. We thank God so much for that. Praise the Lord. On fire again because I got so much to be thankful for. He's just so good. He's a good God. He's a good God. I see you in the chat room. God bless you all. God bless you all. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We also have a caller on the air. God bless you. God bless you.
Two callers. We have two callers on the air. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And we just praise the Lord for who you are and who we are in him. We thank you, Jesus, for everything. Again, this is day four of our 30-day new believer study, and we're just growing in the Lord tonight. You know, I don't care where we are. We can always grow in the Lord. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the opportunity to grow, to come closer, to be more of you, more like you. We're going to start with our scripture tonight is Deuteronomy 29. Deuteronomy. Now, we're looking in Deuteronomy. That is going to be in the Tanakh, so the Old Testament. Hallelujah. Everyone, remember, you carry your sword with you. The sword is the spirit of God's word. God is spirit. And we always take our pencil and paper because we don't want just the word to tickle our ears. We want it to change our lives. We want it to be something that we can go back on over and over again to make a difference in our lives. We're going to push until something happens. Pray, pray, pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love. Thank you for everything that you is. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're going to go, again, Deuteronomy 29, and let's just go to verse 29. Verse 29. First caller, Sister Barbara, do you have Deuteronomy pulled up for us?
I'm getting it. Hold on for a minute.
Well, I'm going to let her get that real quick, and we're just going to do a little bit more Lee Williams, and we'll be back with our scripture. God bless. Here we go. He didn't have to do it this morning. Didn't even have to wake us up this morning. Hallelujah. Come on, praise with it. Get into worship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, you didn't have to wait soon this morning, but you did.
And I would just like to say I thank God for enabling me to be here today to witness such great testimony and service going on, because God has been a joy in my life.
Hallelujah.
I would like to say that I brought a guest on tonight. Tommy is on the line. She's listening.
Hallelujah.
She's going to be very,
Lord.
Yeah. So she and I was just sitting here talking as we do late at night on the phone, and I asked her to come on and join us in prayer. So she's on the line. Say hi, Tommy.
Hi.
Hi, Tommy. God bless you. God bless you.
Praise God.
A long time no hear. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Well, hey, feel free to do whatever you want to do. If you feel like speaking, speak. If you feel like shouting, shout. Whatever it is that you want to do. If you want to praise him, praise him. However in way that you want to. God is here with us right now. That's really something. I don't care where we're at and what state we're at, distance, miles, doesn't separate because God is omnipresent. He's everywhere. So hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Feel his presence
Amen.
And just relax and enjoy him. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right, so we're going to read Deuteronomy 29 and verse 29.
Yes, ma'am.
And it says, "The Lord our God keeps certain things hidden, but he makes other things known to us and our children forever. He does it so we can obey all of the words of his law."
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I just love looking at different translations just to see in different ways how people has it. Mine, it says, "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all the words of his law." Hallelujah.
Amen.
What he's actually telling us is
mm-hmm.
I have a secret place that I can dwell within my Father. And that
Amen.
Secret place that I can reveal and I can lay down all of my burdens. Hallelujah. And he reveals to me, he teaches me to teach my children how to follow his laws. And, you know, it covers us. It's just like an eagle. An eagle carries his birds, his babies, up on his back. And whatever
That's right.
he's trying to get to them, you know, his big wings can cover them. He can soar. He can move around. And you will never know that his little eaglets is up under his wings. That's our secret place. I can run and dwell in our secret place. That is our Father. That's the love he has for us. We thank it. And it just doesn't stop with me. He said, also for my children. So now if I give it to my kids, however, don't you know that all, he says, my cup runneth over. So it turns out my kids, they get to carry it on to theirs. Can we
That's
see
right.
this going out to be a generational thing? Generation,
generation to
again.
Generation.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He told Abraham, you know, he would bless his seed.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Do you know that we're still being blessed from that seed? Hallelujah.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Still being blessed from that seed. Thank you, Lord
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
God is good. God is good. God is good. Now, we're talking
mm-hmm.
about growing in God.
Mm-hmm.
Growing in God. Have you ever wondered how to grow in your faith? You know, one of the saddest things is to see somebody say, "I accept you as my Lord and Savior, and I believe that you laid down your life for me. No one could take it from you. You laid down your life, and by the authority
mm-hmm.
that God had given you to lay down your life for us, to bring us back to him, he gave you that same authority to pick it up again." Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
The tomb is empty. To pick it up again. To pick
Amen.
It up again. So he... Now that you accept that, just don't get staggered and stay in one place. Because what happens to you, sisters and brothers, is what you've always known all your life, if it was the streets, if it was the clubs, if it was the party, if it was hanging with the wrong people, what you've always known, if you don't start growing in Christ, then you
uh-huh.
will turn back to what you know, whether you believe
That's right.
God is the Savior or not. You have to continue to grow. And that means that you may have to separate yourself from where you've been. If you want
That's
to go
right.
new places, you're going to have to separate yourself. If you want to learn how to be an airplane pilot, there's no need of hanging around with somebody who's learning how to play ping pong. You know what I'm saying? You've got to hang out with those who have got where you're trying to go. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Until you find your faith connector. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And that's exactly what he's just telling us. We need to be spiritually connected. Spiritually connected to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Spiritually connected.
Amen.
We're going to go to a couple of scriptures here. Just looking back over some things, one of the young ladies at work today was giving me some trips, and I'm looking at some and going on some different tours. And the cruises, we got the little book, and we was going through some things, and she was showing me a different thing about Paris. And I read a lot of different things, you know, that we all know about Paris. Of course, there's more than Paris than the Eiffel Towers. That's one of the beautiful things. But if you walk off the main tourist path, it shows in the little brochure how you discover all the quaint little cafes that's waiting for you to enjoy, you know, or you can just the fragrance of the flower shops and that's tucked away, private bed and breakfasts. It's just unlisted tourist guides that if you want to get away and hide, it's just there for you. They give all the little things for you. And I began to think about, ironically, visiting Paris has some similarities to our Christian walk. See, you can't miss salvation.
Right.
You can't miss salvation. It looms high above the skyline. We talked about last night that God's love for us, God's love, the Bible tells us that it's too high that we can't get over. We can't do anything that'll just separate us from the love of God if we want not to be separated. It's
Amen.
Too deep. He's there for us, whatever it is. We are there. His love is always there. It's what really makes your trip when we can go closer to God. The closer we get, the more we start to experience in life. We see things differently. We open our eyes to things. I had a sister tell me today, she said it was a situation where somebody, I guess she walked in front of somebody and they start saying some derogatory things about her, that she had jumped in front of them or something. And normally she said she would have turned around and just fleshed out on them. But, you know, she said it was just remarkable because she didn't say anything to them. She said she never panicked and she just kind of listened and kept on walking, but she never said anything to them. And she said, you know, now I think about it, maybe I should have went ahead and turned around and confronted them. And I told him, I said, sister, that's just a step in a right direction of maturity. That's just showing that you are maturing yourself in the Lord. You're growing closer. That, yeah, your flesh said, let's turn around. But the Bible tells us that we must deny ourselves daily. Take up our cross and follow him if we
That's
want
right.
to walk with him. So little steps like that. The enemy's going to test you. He's going to try you. He's going to try to put different circumstances in your way to see if you really do mean what you say. When you're running around and shouting and saying, thank you, Jesus, do you mean that I trust you, Lord?
Amen.
When somebody cuts you off in traffic, do you
mm-hmm.
really mean that? Are you able to
mm-hmm.
go on to that? And that's why it's so important for us to continue to grow in God so we can get closer. So when those happenstances happen, we know how now to get. We may fail this time. We all fall short. But we have to continue to grow. The more we seek him, the more he will reveal to us. He will give us that comfort. He'll give us that peace beyond understanding. The word said he'll
Amen.
Never remove his peace from us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
We're going to read 2 Peter. 2 Peter 3 and 18.
I would like to say also, in between of us reading 2 Peter,
mm-hmm.
Tommy may have to hang up, but we
okay.
just want to be in prayer for her. She's hurt her shoulder on the job, and she's in severe pain with her shoulder with no insurance on the job, and then the job has denied her compensation for her to get unemployment. So right now she's going without a job. She don't have a job, and she's in severe pain, and just to keep her in the prayer and let her know that God is there for her and God is going to walk her through this. He's going to be with her all the way. She's got to keep on trusting in his word.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
I tell you, Satan is a liar. You believe that Satan is a liar. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're just going to look for that. Let me find your verse for that too. But Satan is a liar because
Amen.
He wants you to fear. He wants to build fear up in your heart. But God is trying to replace that with love and a strong mind because he came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. And being in pain
Amen.
Is not having life abundantly. He said he wants
mm-hmm.
you to be whole. And the enemy tells us that he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But our Jesus
mm-hmm.
came and he has went to hell and took the keys, snatched the keys from him. So he has no power over us. So we have to remember, regardless of the pain that we're feeling, that not to give up our joy because he can't take it, and so let's not give it to him. And it gets hard sometimes, But we have to remember that God is still God, and he has us with strength, power, and he wants to do things, miraculous things, that our eyes have not even seen, our ears have not even heard. He's still there for us, though. We're going to continue to do that. We also remind you to 24 hours a day, in pain, out of pain, just want to call the prayer line for women in power. It is the national women's neighborhood prayer. It, like I said, it reaches out to all of the states here in the United States. We have someone on that line to pray with you, and it's many times the people call in and that's it. They can't sleep. They're in prayer. They're needing prayer because the pain, and they are believing that God is going to deliver them and going to work the situation out. And it's just this. The Bible says when two or three of us gather together and agree, you know, that you shall have whatever it is that you're in need of. So we're always glad. We always promote to give you the number again. It is 218 area code 339-4300. And then it asks you for an access code. And I give the number several times during the broadcast. The code is 360-777-POUND. 360-777-POUND. Again, the organization is Women in Power. I'm proud to say that I am the chaplain for Women in Power for the Texas chapter, and then I'm the president for the San Antonio local chapter of Women in Power. I'm with the Women in Power Region 1. Our doctor and founder is Dr. Inetta Cooper. She's out of South Carolina. She's the founder of Women in Power, Men in Power, and Teen in Power. And so God bless on all of that. We actually are going to Hawaii in September for one of our chapter meetings. But someone is always there for you. God has always have a ram in the thicket, somebody there to pray for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for that opportunity. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We were looking at 2 Peter. Let's go back one moment. We're on day 4 of our Bible learning today. So we're at 2 Peter 3 and 18. And it's a familiar verse with looking at the day of the Lord. And verse 18 reads, "But grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forevermore." Grow in grace and knowledge. So we have to continue to want to receive more knowledge of him. The more knowledge, the more grace. The more knowledge, the more favor. Grace is the favor of God that he just overflows. He just spills favor to you. That's what we get when we, the closer we get to God. Grow in God. We get more knowledge. We start to see ways. It may be something that the job has not, that has overlooked. But God starts to show us things. He starts to show us which doctor to go to. He starts to show us what to say in these situations. He starts to open up the doors and show us how he's going to reveal things to us. Sometimes he reveals it to us in our dreams. Sometimes he tells you, just touch yourself. Sometimes you may just wake up in the middle of the night and turn on your TV and some minister call out your illness, and he says, touch you right now. However God chooses to heal you, just start believing and telling yourself, I'm healed. I'm healed. And somebody has already been healed of the same situation that you're in right now. Hallelujah. That's always right. Remember, you're not the first one in the shoes that you're wearing today. Somebody's already been in that place. Somebody's already has a testimony of the healing that he's done just in that situation. And when he touches and heals your life, don't forget to tell somebody about what he did for you. Because when you're in pain, it feels like it's just your pain. You don't think about, who else is in pain. You're in pain. You're hurting. All you can think about is the pain that you're in. So we have to go in and give victory and start telling this flesh that we are healed way before the pain starts to hurting us. And bills, they're going to be there. The bills is going to be there. You know, so we have to know God knows your needs. He knows that the bills need to be paid. So hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for being obedient to just speak it out. Because Satan don't want you to tell nobody your situation. Because
that's
if he
right.
can keep that down inside of you, then he can just spend all of his time working on you, putting negative thoughts on you. He can tell you this is how you're going to go out. He can tell you that you didn't come this far. Now you're going to have to just stop. Hallelujah. But he wants you to keep it to yourself. Growing in God is being obedient. If he says speak it, speak it. If he says write down your story, write down your story. Hallelujah. I keep a pen and pad beside my nightstand because God speaks to me in my dreams, and I'm a visionary, and he'll wake me up, and I see things, and I see myself at different places, and I'm like, and he tells me things, and I just write, and it's just really such an opportunity because when I wake up, it's always within a short period of time. Somebody is in need of what he showed me, or I'm there doing exactly what it was that he showed me I was going to do. So when God shows you your healing, hold on to it. Write it down.
Right.
Grab it. Even if you don't see it come to pass in the next day or two, know that this is what my daddy said it's going to do. When we, our kids, hallelujah, need something, have a need, our kids have a sincere need, we go out of our way. It may not be able to be given to them now, but we're going to make sure we get their needs provided. If we would do that for ours,